Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Barcelona will reportedly lock horns with Real Madrid in pursuit of Marcus Rashford, who faces an uncertain future at Manchester United. Rashford has been in poor form this season and has prompted Ralf Rangnick to relegate him to the bench in recent games, largely utilising him as an impact substitute. This has not gone down well with Rashford, who is now considering his future at the Red Devils. The English international's delicate situation has not gone unnoticed, though, with Madrid and Barcelona keen on signing him. It is thought that the two Spanish giants will go head-to-head for Rashford's signature in the summer window. Meanwhile, United are said to be one of four teams that are currently in talks to sign a French wonderkid. According to reports, Aboubakar Kamara is still on the radar for the Red Devils, despite the club having failed to capture him in the January transfer window. Kamara, who became a free agent this summer, was heavily rumoured to be interim manager Rangnick's first signing during the window. United didn't sign the player, though, and they may have to battle it out with newly moneyed Newcastle United for his signature. The youngster is rumoured to also be a target for Crystal Palace and Leicester City. And finally, United are reported to have secured an agreement to sign Brighton youngster Toby Collier after a successful trial. The 18-year-old is a defensive midfielder who has represented England at youth level, and while he will have to prove himself at under-23 level upon arrival at the club, don't rule out a promotion to the first team sometime next season. Words from former Brighton under-18s coach Mark Beard suggest that United are signing an absolute gem. He said, "He is a pleasure to coach. He is so low maintenance. What I mean by that is you don't know he is there. He gets on with his job. He regularly puts in displays of 8 out of 10 at the least. As defensive midfielders go, and it is quite a disciplined role, he is probably the best in the country at doing it." That's all for now. We'll have more later.